Britain.
Further education. Technical upgrade. The government turns its attention to the dire state of vocational training.
Budget cuts are never pleasant. Yet the past few years have been particularly hard, says Jerry MacDonald, the chief executive of New City College in East London. His institution is the result of a merger of three local colleges that have pooled resources in the past year, partly to cut costs. From April it will serve around 4,000 16 to 18-year-olds, mainly studying full-time, and 15,000 adults, mainly part-time. Annual rounds of redundancies have become a way of life, Mr. MacDonald sighs. Since 1990, funding for primary and secondary schools has soared. Universities have been given the right to raise their incomes by levying tuition fees on students. But there has been no such increase in cash for further education, the mostly vocational courses for over 16s. On March 8th, Philip Hammond, the Chancellor, turned his attention to the sector. After announcing funding to pave the way for new selective grammar schools, a controversial objective of the Prime Minister, he promised a big injection of cash for further education and confirmed a shake-up of the chaotic way in which it is organised. By 2022, colleges will get an additional £500 million, that's $600 million a year, a 19% increase in the 16 to 19-year-old vocational education budget. Britain has historically put little emphasis on further education. In 2012, it placed 16th out of 20 member countries of the OECD in a ranking of the proportion of 20 to 45-year-olds who finished education with a vocational qualification. That may help explain why productivity growth has stalled and why British youngsters are less literate and numerate than their peers in other rich countries.